tout ce Dieu m'aimait.
Same bad time, same bad station.
Welcome back to another spooky night in my little castle, Newfoundland. This is the second installment of my regular all Halloween programming, all October. I was gone last week. I'm back. Thank you so much for joining us. Tonight's theme is attack, sustain. Attack, decay, sustain, release. The dogs of hell are loose and hungry for donations. So stay tuned for a wonderful avant-garde hour of weird sounds and freaky experiments. See you in the chat.
He prayed to the moon.
48 miles and miles to go that night before he reached the town. He ran till he came to the farmer's pen. The ducks and the goose were kept therein. Some of you are going to grease my chin before I leave this town. He grabbed the gray goose round the neck. He threw the ducks across his back. He didn't mind that quack, quack, quack. And the legs all dangling down. Old Mother Cripper Cropper jumped out of bed. She opened the window and she poked out her head, crying, "Ugly Lee, John, the gray goose is gone, and the fox is on the town. Beautiful John took to the hills, blowing his horn, the louds and the shrills. Fox said, "I'd better flee with my kill. He'll soon be on my trail." He ran till he came to his cozy den. There were the little ones, 8, 9, and 10. They said, "Fox, you'd better go back again. It must be a mighty fine town." Fox and his wife, without strife, partook of the goose by a fork and a knife. They never had such a supper in their life. And the little ones, those smiling little ones, those guily, ugsome, stunted little ones, chewed. Nay, gorged themselves on the dripping bones.
Incredible. This is not a map.
It can only be the Earth, seen from space.
I hope I'm not intruding. People on the train are becoming afraid, Professor.
People on long journeys become bored, madame. They crave excitement.
Then there's no more danger.
It's all finished.
And what about your science? The evolution you were talking about?
Look for yourself.
Come here, Pujado. There's something I want to show you. Look.
Scientific explanation.
You know it?
No. Not yet.
For the fall, for Satan was banished from the throne of God. Evil one looked down from heaven and did see.
Rubbish!
Touching, seeing, groping, hearing, and loving, we call upon the powers of the cosmos to protect our ceremonies in the name of Zeus, in the name of Anubis, god of the dead, in the name of all those killed for causes they do not comprehend, in the name of the lives of the dead soldiers in Vietnam who were killed because of a bad karma, in the name of seaborn Aphrodite, in the name of the Magna Mater Deo Medea, in the name of Dionysius, Zagreus, Jesus, Iao, Sabaoth, Yahweh, the unnameable, the quintessent finality, the Zoroastrian fire, in the name of Hermes, in the name of the beak of Thoth, in the name of the scarab, in the name of the Tyrone Power Pound Cake Society in the sky, in the name of Ra, Osiris, Horus, Nephthys, Isis, Harpocrates, Eros, Thoth, in the name of the flowing, living universe, in the name of the mouth of the robbers, we call upon the spirit to raise the Pentagon from its destiny and preserve it.
In the names and all the names, it is you.
Out, demon, out.
Out, demon.
Demon, out.
Demon out, demon out,
demon out,
demon out,
out, demons out, out, demons out, out, demons out, out, demons out, out, demons out, out, demons out, out, demons out, out, demons out, out, demons out. 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 Out, demons out.
Out,
demons out. Out, demons out. Out, demons out. Out, demons out. Out, demons out. For the first time in the history of the Pentagon, there will be a grope in within 100 feet of this place, within 200 feet.
Of purity.
Seminal culmination in the spirit of peace and brotherhood, a real grope for peace. All of you who want to protect this rite of love may form a circle of protection around the lovers.
This circle of first protection.
Out. Demons out. Out, demons.
These
out.
Are the magic eyes of victory.
Out, demons
victory
out.
Victory for peace.
Out,
money
out.
Made the Pentagon
Thank you. Spellcasting is for the unafraid. There are all sorts of delightful ways you can go about casting spells and charming, and there's no need for you to stick to just one or two methods. You should try them all. Experiment. Don't dabble with enchantments, though, unless you are very brave. For once the magical vibrations are set into motion, they can never be recalled. The power of magic is such that though you may be able to alter a spell's conclusion, you can never ever recapture what existed for you at the start. For charmed loves, there's a charm that will have a catalytic effect on all your personal relationships. It will project a romantic aura about you that love objects find exciting. It's the ancient Coleoptera's charm. Since Cleopatra's time, the Coleoptera's beetle has been the symbol of eternity. Occult beginnings, germinations, force, power, sex, birth, life and death, and above all, magic. Enchanters insist a Coleoptera's charm will invite a very satisfying sex life, increase sexual vitality, attract many healthy love relationships, encourage your lover's fidelity, prolong romantic desire, and protect the clandestine. Your lovemaking will reach fantastic heights of cosmic ecstasy. Your lover will become helpless within your passionate arms. You must agree that this charm is worthy of some effort. Cleopatra found the Coleoptera's charm to be dependable. Greek witches of today say it's their favorite charm. And I know it works. Take one ironclad beetle, live, and wrap it into a small square of red silk. Place this small packet inside a tiny wooden box that has been painted bright red and is stuffed full with rosebuds. Seal the box with red sealing wax. Place the box and its contents into the northeast corner of your home. Light a purple tapered candle and chant three times. Coleopteris magnificent. Coleopteris blessed. Coleopteris eternal. This charm's effect is good for about a year. Don't worry. It's not considered important if the beetle dies.
Blood-sucking fever has got me again. The moon is shining full and I feel so strange. Like a vampire, I'm gonna slowly change into a vampire. I'm gonna grow some fangs like a vampire. I'm gonna find your veins like a vampire. I'm gonna be one too, like a vampire. Like vampire bats will fly. fly to the sky, 'cause baby, you and I will never, never, never die. Vampire, gonna be one too. Vampire, blood's your only food. A vampire, the living dead's for you. Like a vampire, we're gonna steal your life. Like a vampire, your skin's so white. Like a vampire, you're gonna feel alright. Like a vampire, it's the endless night.
Teeth are chattering, cats are hissing, tunes are playing. That last song was Destroy All Monsters with a Vampire from 1974 to 1976. Before that, Louise Webner with The Coleopterous Charm for Romantic Adventure, from her album Seduction Through Witchcraft. Coleopterous is a new word to me. It means relating to beetles. Vox Populi before that with Sin Die San Corpere from the never-ending Return of Flexipop series, and CHBB with Irrité l'Esprit before that from CHBB Doppelspelt Platin. The Fugs, Exercising the Evil Spirits from the Pentagon, recorded live on October 21st, 1967. Nearly 50 years ago, right? That's crazy. From Electromagnetic Steamboat. Asmus Titians before that with Licia from the album of the same name. And Jim Nolman, new to me, around the time I did the whale episode. This was Cello and Wolfpack 1. And if you pick up his album Playing Music with Animals, you would get to hear Cello and Wolfpack 2. Burning Love Jumpsuit before that, out of Ireland, with Praise the Eye of Satan from Hell Bank Note. And one of my all-time faves, A Man for All Seasons, Robert Ashley with The Fox, from his wonderfully spooky, ambient, disturbing album, Wolfman. If you haven't taken the chicken exit and you're still with us, stay with us. Hold my hand as I guide you through another half hour of darkness. And, lest I forget, donate to WFMU, the morally righteous choice, for the morally righteous streaming option. It should come as no surprise that Spotify is running ads for ICE. That's just the kind of thing they do. Not us, though. We would never. We don't have any ads. In fact, we just have a biannual plea to listeners to donate and keep us going. Keep the lights on. And don't mind if I turn this light off as we proceed into the last half of the show.
Thank you. Black is the color so fair. Black is her body, so firm, so bold. Black is her beauty, her soul of gold. I carry my love in my heart, everywhere. No matter where I go.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.